Afayomi, we're learning in Sefer Me'ilah, and I'd like to mention a few interesting halachas and questions in regard the Itzer Me'ilah in general. We know that the Itzer Me'ilah, we had a few mishnayos now which talk about the Itzer Me'ilah when somebody eats Kodesh. It's done through eating. However, Rav Yishonim hold that the Isra Me'ilah, and that seems to be clear in Gemara, that the Isra Me'ilah L'Raisa is even a person who has just Hanah from Hegdish. Not that he eats it, but even if he has Hanah from Hegdish, and seemingly the Gemaras and the Mishnayos seem to say that this is Isra L'Raisa also to have Hanah from Hegdish. Now, there's halacha in Isuri Hanah. First, let's talk about Isuri Achila. Isur Achila is something which is also about Achila, and you're not allowed to eat it. You're only not allowed to eat it Kederach Achila. That means that if you eat it in the normal fashion, however someone eats it in a not normal fashion, which we'll see there are two possible ways of eating something in not a normal fashion, two categories. One category is eating something which is generally not eaten, like something which is very bitter, or something which is spoiled, any really good, or like environment the case of someone eats something that's still connected to the ground, that the way of eating it is done in an unnatural or unusual fashion. And in general, it relates to the halachas that we have in all maises in the Torah, that a maisa which is done kederach, that's a maisa. A maisa which is done shaloi kederach is not considered a maisa, and therefore, also in regards to achila, we have an achila, if it's done in a strange fashion or unusual fashion, person is not over, at least this is a raisa when he eats shaloi kederach achila. There's another shaloi kederach achila, which is a chiddush, and in the special pasuk in the Gemara Yuma, that's if someone eats ichila gasa, that they're already satiated, and they eat more than a person would usually eat. So therefore, as far as the mitzvah of achila, the way he ate it and what he ate was something which is a derech. However, in this specific case, for him, since he happened to be full and he was satiated, therefore the achila was achila gasa. And there, many of the achronim relate that also to the halacha of shaloi kederach achila. However, it's a different fashion of shaloi kederach achila, which the Gabi and Kippur need the pasuk to tell me the reporter, because it is a derech. That's as far as derech achila. Now, what happens to something which is also b'hanah? Now, hanah, when we talk about hanah, we've translated in the past as having benefit. Many devices would have to be physical benefits or monetary benefits. We're not allowed to have benefit. Look, we have Yisuri Ano, Basa B'chola is Asa B'ano, and Arla is Asa B'ano, or even Yisuri Ano, that someone asked Hano himself, like he made a netter to make it Asa B'ano. So these things are Yisuri Ano. So there, the Rishonim discuss whether they are Asa Shaloi Kederach Ano also, or they dafkin derech hanah. Even though there's no maisa involved, like by achila, we talk about the act of eating. If you eat something in an unnatural fashion, you didn't do the act. Hanah is usually, when we think about hanah, we usually don't relate it to an act of taking the hanah. The hanah is something that the person gets. It's not the person does. He receives the hanah. However, still, Shannon will say that Isur Ano are also Shaloi Kederach are also only Kederach Ano and not Shaloi Kederach Ano. So there's Gemara in Sochem and Daf Chavov Meralv, and there the Gemara is actually talking about Me'ilah. And the story was of somebody who sat in the shade of the Beit HaMikdash. And he sat in the shade of the Beit HaMikdash, so he was having Hanah from the shade of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that why was he allowed to sit in the shade of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh? Why was he allowed to sit in the shade of Beis Hamikdash? The Gemara says, "Shiny Hechel Dulatoichai Otsu." The walls of the Beis Hamikdash were not made to protect the outside and make shade. They were made to protect the inside. And Rashi says, "Dulatoichai Otsu." The Ein Hanotzi Hanos Tilo Nesra, the Ein Zederach Hana Otsu. So he says that since it's not the Derech Hano to have Hano from the Beis Hamikdash, from the walls in this fashion, therefore it's mutter. And Tosfos brings Rashi, and he says he has a kasha. The reason, the rationale for saying that we should need Derech, something which is Derech Hano, is because Rabbi Vol holds that any time it says Lo Yisoichu in the Torah, it includes Isra Achila and Isra Hano, unless the Torah says Beferish that it's Mutar B'Hano. Now, however, by Me'ila, it doesn't say an Isra Achila. We learned this on Me'ila, also Machlok Yishonim, but Tosfos Shita and the Shita of Rashi and Rav Yishonim is that we learn from Truma. Chet Chet Mi Truma. Just like it says you're not allowed to have Hano from Truma, so we learn from that you're not allowed to have Hano from Kayish. And therefore it doesn't say any place Achila in regards to Me'ila. So therefore, why should you need Derech Hano? If the whole rationale for needing Derech is because you learn it from Achila, that's all Hanos which we learn from Achila. However, Me'ila, we all learn from Achila. We learn Chet Chet from Truma. And by Truma it says Achila. So Tosfos says that since we're learning it from Truma, and by Truma we learn the Derech Hano from Achila, so therefore since it says by Truma, we take it and relate it to Me'ila as well. However, the many Achronim, are Chalak on Tosfos, and first the Rebbe Kiveger brings the Shagas Aryeh and Siman Amalekov that said for Dover Poshet that Me'ila is also Shaloi Kederach Hano. And he brings a raya. He says that by Basar B'Cholov is also Asur B'Hano, even though we learned it from Basar B'Sar Treifa, and it's Asur B'Hano, even Shaloi Kederach Hano, even though we learned it from Basar B'Sar Treifa, where there it said Achila. And the reason is because it doesn't say Achila directly by Basar B'Cholov, therefore we say this, the specification that it needs Dafka B'Derech Hano relates only for Treifa, Hashengi Basar B'Cholov, which it didn't say Achila B'Ferish, therefore there is an Isra Hano, not unlike Treifa, which is only Derech Achila. So the same thing over here. Even though Tosfos says that we learn it from Truma, Truma is Achila, but since the word Achila is not said by Me'ila, therefore we say that Me'ila is also even Shloik Derech Hano. So just to shed a little light on this idea of Shloik Derech Hano by Me'ila, whether there is or is a Shloik Derech Hano or not, it could be explained by what we mentioned last week and 2 weeks ago about the general idea of what is really lying behind the Isra Me'ila. But both Rabbi Kaplan last week and I 2 weeks ago talked about the idea of when we're talking about Me'ila, what is it actually that a person, the Isra that a person is doing? Is the problem that he's stealing from Hekdesh, that he's taking away the money from Hekdesh? Or is it because the Hekdesh is a Dover Kaddish, and since it's a Dover Kaddish, just like we have things which are Osir B'Hano because what they are, like Basar B'Cholov, or Chometz and Pesach, which are so Osir B'Hano, Kaddish is also separated from the person, but it affects being Kaddish, and the person not even allowed to have Hano from it. And if we think into it, this lends itself to two totally different ideas in the Isra Me'ila. If we're talking about the Gzela from Hekdesh, so the problem is not what the Maisa that I did. It's not Isra that I did. The problem is that something which belongs to Hekdesh is landing up by me. And therefore, if we talk, just like by Gzela, it's impossible to think of such a thing as derech gezeila or not derech gezeila. It's a question if I stole it with my hand, or I stole something with my nose, or I kicked it out of his rishus with my foot. And why is it? Because it's not like averus, which we talk about, we have to do a maisa, a certain maisa biadayim. The question is the end result. The end result is, did something which belonged to someone else end up, land up by me? And in such a therefore, in such a case, we consider, if we look at the gzeila aspect, surely it would lend itself to say that me'il should be also even shalaki derechano. Because the problem is, what ended up by me? Did it end up by me something of me'ila? However, if we relate to me'ila as something which is like dinei iser, just like it's aser to have hana from basar b'cholov, or it's aser to have hana from chametz and pesach. So it's all too something which is kodesh. We're not allowed to have hana from it. Then we can start talking. We can relate to the idea of iser me'ila being aser even shaloi k'derech hana, because there it's not the question of what landed up by me or did I get the money of hekdesh. But rather, did I do a maisa? Did I actually do something like eating? Rather, but by benefiting, doing an act of benefiting, like all the averus, which need a maisa, and therefore we could talk about the maisa being aser dafka kedarkai and actually kedarkai. Another point I want to talk about today is we see actually. Like we brought up just before, last week, 2 weeks ago, there are many facets in the Isser Me'ila. And it's a question, how much are they intertwined and tali zebezeh, dependent one on another, and how much are they independent? Many as follows. We see like this. The din about Me'ila in a nutshell as follows. Someone who's moral behektish, b'meizid, basra, gets malchus. Kefalav, to Isser, to be moral behektish. So too, if someone's moral behektish b'mezid, he has to pay. Right? He pays self behektish. Now, someone who's moral b'shayeg, so he has a different halach. He doesn't get malchus. It's a moral b'shayeg. But he has to bring a korban asham, asham ilus, which is only b'shayeg. And he pays keren b'chanish. Someone who makes mila b'shayeg, he has to add on a fifth, chamishu v'yotzev alov, v'heidi es hashamay, he has to pay an extra fifth, extra 25%, he has to add on, he's a fifth of the total, and he has to bring an usher. Now, the question arises is, are these dinim independent, or dependent on one another? So first let's talk about the payment for me. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Me'ila, Kol ha'moel b'zodin loike, u'mishalem ma'shepogam min ha'hegdish b'roshon. Anyone who is moel from hegdish and b'meziv, he gets malchus, and he pays. Va'ezhor shal milo mizeh shenemer lo'isucha lecho b'sharecha matar degon chos yirosh jirecha, and then at the end of the pasuk it says undarecha. The Rambam doesn't bring the pasuk like Tosfos, chet chet yitzhuma, he brings a different pasuk, that lo'isucha lecho b'sharecha, which is the law from Me'ila. And the Chronim point out, why is it that the Rambam brings the lav of Mila after what he says, Umashalom Mashapogam in a Hegdish? In other words, this seems to be the reason only for the Malkus. The Rambam should say, Kol Amoel B'zorin Loike. Because it says, and why did we leave a lav? V'azor Shal Mila Mizesh Amal Asuch Alecha B'sharecha. However, it seems from the Lashon of the Rambam and other places as well, that he pays also has to do with the Aveira. In other words, if for some reason I would manage to take something from Hegdish without being over the Avera of Me'ila, I'd be putter from paying. In other words, it's not like Geneva, which we say clearly, if someone ends up with someone else's mom in his Rishus, even if for some reason he was a Shogig, he wasn't over on the Eitzor of Lysingso, or even he was even an Oinus, it added a Rishus totally against his will. However, he definitely has to give it back. Even though he didn't do the Avera of Geneva, however, he does have someone else's moment in his Rishus. However, when we talk about the Avera from Mila, it seems from here, and Rachel brings other eyes, that the payment is not a pure monetary payment. Even, as we said before, even if we'll say that the Avera is actually the taking the money from Hegdish, like we said in the name of Chaim Briska, that the Iktor Isser of Mila is the Gzela from Hegdish, however, still, it's the Avera. If there wouldn't be a lot, it's the lav of the Torah which we did. What classifies the Avera as, the characteristic of the Avera is that it's an Avera of Gzela. However, the payment is not a payment like paying back money in any case. Rather, it's a payment of which as an oinish, which you have for the avera. And this can be seen that's as far as the payment. And we can understand this really with another idea that was brought up last week, that in general, when we talk about Hegdish, Kodesh, having money or owning something, the ownership, but like it says very beautifully, some of the Achronim say that really Lashem Oritzum Loye, everything really belongs to Hashem. So how is it possible to say that this is an ownership, Hegdish owns it? Ilu Kodesh Lashem Hegdish owns it. The whole idea, the idea, the monetary idea involved was on a different sphere than when we talk about two people having money, one taking someone else's money. Rather, something which is Kodesh has the special Kedush on it. It does true. It's in the Rishus of Hegdish. It's there to be utilized in the Kodesh fashion. However, to say that we could just be chayef to return it to Hegdish because we took something that belonged to them, like the idea we say mamoni gabach, always when somebody for any reason has someone else's money in his possession, he has to give it back. That doesn't exist by Hegdish. It's not their money. It's only the question is, what did the Torah say to do with this? What is the kedusha mechayev that I should do with this holy object? And therefore, the plain idea of hilchas geneva of taking someone else's money may not apply to Hegdish. But a much more fascinating question is the question of the carbon. The carbon me'ilah. The carbon me'ilah, in general, we know, most of the carbonis, chatas and ashrim, come on aveira. So we know that we just learned in krisis, shleishim shesh krisis, all the, is anything which is zot, for aveira b'mezid. For aveira b'mezid, we get a person gets chorus or mitzvah bezdin. So the shogeg, he brings a chatas. Except for a few exceptions, that they bring carbon of yod or carbon ashrim. And though all the carbonas are only for aver b'shagig in general, right? Except for shvuah, which is a chiddush that we bring it even from b'mezid. In general, the carbonas are for shagig. So seemingly, me'ilah would also fit into that category. It's an avera that, but although it's not a chorus, it's only a chayv laver and yes malchus. But the Torah said, for this avera, if you did it for shagig, just like other averas. Averis of krisis, when you did a shagig, you bring a chatas. So too, this avera of me'ila, if you did a b'shagig, you bring a carbon. And the carbon is a carbon for the kapara of the avera, just like any other carbon shagig. However, we'll see, in quite a few places where it seems that the carbon of me'ila has actually to do with the payment that we're paying for the milah, and not directly to the avera. So we'll bring a few examples. One place is the Mishnah Lamela at the end of Perek Dalet in the milah has a suffix. There's a Gemara, a very difficult Gemara in the Dharma in the fourth parak. Talks about the machlokes, the Gemara of Yesh Milah B'Kanimus or Lein Milah B'Kanimus. We understand very well all the meal we've been talking about is if something was Kodesh, Lashem, it belongs to Beis HaMikdash, there's a din me'ilah. However, there's a din in Gemara Nedarim that even if someone didn't make it Kodesh, Lashem, but he just made something Osir, B'Isser HaNos, with a Lashem Koinim, Dover Zer Osir Alachka Koinim, he didn't actually give it to the Beis HaMikdash, or give it to Berek HaBayis, he made another. And the neder, a person who has a din that he could make whatever he has, he can make it usr on somebody else. And if he made it usr, b'lashim karnim, so the halach is, we paskin, at least by karnim kol, if he made it usr on the whole world, yesh milo b'karnim. Now, exactly where the halach of milo comes in is a very, very difficult sugya. However, the Mishnah Melech, as far as the halacha, the Mishnah Melech says that even the man, the Amr, holds yesh milo b'karnim. That there is a carbon mila, even if you didn't take something from Hagdish, however, if it just was Asr Bakanim, however, Malkus there isn't. It means that the Isra Lav that we had, that the Torah spoke about of being Moel Behagdish, is only by mila from Kurdish. However, by another, there is no Lav which will bring a Malkus, but still it could be a carbon. So here we see the first inkling that the carbon is not the regular carbon on a very b'shoigig like any other carbon chatos which comes on a chayvi kritz b'shoigig. Rather, it's something which is unique to me'ila, that the me'ila b'shoigig is mechayev a carbon. Now, in the Sefer Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, for Shmuel Avuah, He brings out this point from a different halacha that we'll see soon in the Daf HaYomi. Says that Sir Vesamilo Zman Meruba is Chayv. What happens? In general, we know that all the mice in the Torah, that there are many mice in the Torah which need a shear. Let's say Achila. Achila needs a shear. If you were to be over on Israel Achila, you have to be Kazayas. How long do you have to be Kazayas? So we have the machalik of the Gemara Krisis, la locha, kadeh achilas pras. And the time that it takes to eat four kadeisim or eight kadeisim, if you ate one kadeis, you're chayav. So there's a time, if you spread it out over a longer period, the two parts of the achila do not relate one to each other. The same thing is true with melachas of Shabbos, which need a shear. And it has a certain time, or a certain time which will connect the ma'aseh to be one. And we connect, we don't say that forever if somebody wrote one ois, and let's say Sivan Shabbos, which needs two oises. If he writes one ois today and another ois 10 Shabbosim from now, he's not going to be mechayev for Sivan Shabbos. So therefore, we in general, we need something to be mitzarev the ma'aseh, to put the ma'aseh together. Now, as far as Me'ila, it says, Sir v'damil is man meruba, he's chayev. And this also is only for a carbon, he says it's only for a carbon, but not for Malkus. So he takes on that surely for the lav to be over the lav of Malkus, for over the lav of Me'ila, it's like any other lav, which there's a space of time which the person has to be over the avera in order to get to the share of it to be over. But still, the chiddush, the guy with the carbon in the ila, that it's mitzarev even over a long time. If I took a quarter of a pruta today, and next week another quarter of a pruta, and the next week another quarter of a pruta, and when I finally get up to a pruta, I'm chayav a carbon in the ila. Which seems to point to the fact that the carbon of the ila does not relate directly to transgressing the issur of the ila, rather to the mitzvah of having defiled the hekdesh, but not being over this. However, the Kilos Yankov in Nedarim, he brings seemingly a very, very strong proof that the halacha of Mila does relate to that area. And that's in the Mishnah that we've already mentioned a few times, the Mishnah in Krisis that we learned just a few weeks ago. It says that a person could be over one, he could do one Maisa and be Mechuyiv five Karbonis. And it says over there that it's, if he ate Chalev from Mukdoshim and from Kippur, it says that besides that he brings four Achotas, he also brings Oshim from the Ila. And the Gemara goes to explain that the reason he brings Ashim from Mila is because we say in such a case, Isra Chala Isra. That means that, according to the man Domer, ain't Isra Chala Isra. Something which is Asr, another Isra cannot be Chal on it. So then he won't bring two Karbonis. However, if you hold Isra Chala Isra, then you do bring two Karbonis. or three kavanos or four kavanos. And the Gemara goes to explain why each one, even though according to even either we hold Isser Chalitz or it's an Isser Koilel, it's a Moser Moisif, something to add on that we need the idea of Isser Chalitz. That means that the Isser has to be Chal. So therefore, it, the same thing the Gemara says Lagavi Muktoshin. That the Isser of Muktoshim, since it adds an Isser Hanoah, therefore it's Isser Chal Isser, and Mukhaiv also for the eating of the Kodesh. So let's think. If we're talking about just an Isser Me'ilah because I took from Hedish, which has nothing to do with being over the Avera, whether I did the Avera or not. And we're saying, even in a case where I'm not over Avera, still, if I took from Hedish, I'm chayav a korban mila. So, why does the Gemara have to say this halacha of iser chal al iser? That the iser is chal. Even if the iser wouldn't be chal, surely it becomes kodesh. So, therefore, it's true I don't transgress the avera, but even, because ain iser chal al iser, but still I took something from kodesh. And if we say, like we seem to see from other places, that a person who takes from Hegdish, even though he's not over the Aveira of any Hegdish, still from the fact that he was Mel the Hegdish, he has to bring a Kavan Me'ilah. So if we hold Enes or Chal Isser, he should be Chayv a Kavan Me'ilah. This seemingly a very strong proof that the Kavan Me'ilah relates to the Isser Me'ilah. So there's those who want to say that it's true. It does relate to, it has to be something which is usher b'me'ila. In other words, there has to be, on this chefza, on this kodesh, it's not enough that it just belongs to Hekdesh, but it has to be something that is usher b'me'ila. But to actually transgress, and if we hold Eser Chal Isser, so then, although it's kodesh, but it's not usher b'me'ila, we cannot transgress the Avera. But whether you actually have to transgress the Avera from that, there is no proof. However, the truth is that we see from the Gemara in Yevamos, also very complicated, but just we'll mention in passing, we see in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara says that according to the Man D'Omer, Ein Isser Chal Isser, so if a woman was already usher to somebody before she married his brother, then there is no mitzvah of Yivam. There is no mitzvah of Yivam. Why? Because we hold Ein Isser Chal Isser. So it's true that the Avera of Eishes Ach is not Chal. However, but seemingly, she is my brother's wife. And why should there be no mitzvah of Yibum if we say Ein Isser Chal Isser? And therefore we see that the halach of Ein Isser Chal Isser cannot only cause that the Isurim should not be Chal, but also cause that something which causes the Isser is in Chal. In other words, to compare it to here, just like we say over there, that if the woman was already Usser on the man of Isser Achas Isha, and then she got married to his brother, that she, the Isser Eshes Ach is not Chal. She doesn't become, and therefore it becomes as if from the Tzinis, she's not my brother's wife. So the same thing here, we could say that if the Isser Me'ilah is not Chal, so it's as if it's not Kodesh, Lagavi Me'ilah. So therefore, the proof of the stifler that says that since Isser Chal Isser is a raya that has to do with the Isser, we can refute, and therefore we can go back to our to what we saw before, that in general it seems to say that the Isser of the carbon of Mila does not relate to being over the Isser of Mila. There's another there's another shaila which also relates to this. What type of shayig brings on the carbon of mila? And this will shed light on this question of whether it's the Isser mila that brings the carbon, or it's the act of Me'ilah without being over the Isser. So we know that in general, a person has to be a Shagig to bring a carbon. What's considered a Shagig? So the Chacham Mol, the Maskonis Gemara is that a person who knew that this act was Usser, and he knew it was Usser B'chayvi Krisis, but he does not know that he has to bring a carbon on it, that is not considered, that he's not considered a shagig for that. If he just didn't know that he'd bring a carbon, he's not considered a shagig, he's considered amazing. He doesn't bring a carbon. Shigur's carbon. Only by Shvua. By Shvua there's a chiddush. And by Shvua we say that since there's a chiddush that we bring a carbon on a lav, so therefore Shigur's carbon is considered a shagig. However, so therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says that we go back to Asham by Me'ilah, since there is no Chiddush, because Asham doesn't only come on a Kurus. Therefore, we go back to the Svar of Chachamim. The Svar of Chachamim is that Shigigas Karbin, if I knew what I was doing, just I didn't know, and I knew it was Asher, just I didn't know that you'd bring a Karbin, that it's not considered a Shigig. However, the Arishayim, the Rashin Trumas, and other Rishayim, which seem to say clearly that Shigus Karbon by Me'ila, is the Shigus Karbon is not considered Shigus Karbon is considered a Shagig. And I do bring a Karbon for just being Shagig on the Karbon, even if I just didn't know that I bring a Karbon. And to explain this, and explain this idea a little bit further of what we're talking about, whether actually you bring the carbon for the avera of Me'ilah, or you bring it for the act of Me'ilah, we have to understand exactly what the idea of bringing a carbon b'shagig is in general, and the bringing a carbon b'shagig is by Me'ilah. So as follows. Like we said, in general, when the first mishnah says increases, that all the averas which we do b'mezid, and we are made of chatos, so we bring them b'shogeg, we bring which are made of chorus b'shogeg, bringing the chatos. So therefore we see that if a person does have erev b'mezid, he gets einish. Does a b'shogeg, he needs a kapara. He doesn't get an einish. You don't get an einish for doing something b'shogeg, but a kapara he needs, and the kapara is a karma. So therefore the shogeg, actually what it is, the shogeg, when we talk about shogeg being pointer, that means that since I didn't do b'mezid, therefore I don't get an einish, but since I still did the avera, so I need a kapara and I didn't do shogeg. The shogeg is not something positive. It's a lack of b'mezid. The basic function that it plays is that I wasn't amazed, so therefore I don't get an einish, and therefore I get a karbon. Mash'enken by me'ila, as the way we're understanding, something else. By me'ila, the karbon doesn't relate, if it doesn't relate to the avera as such, it only relates to the act of the Me'ilah without the Aveira. So if so, the Shogig is not something which is changing the face of the Aveira, changing the Aveira from a Mezid to a Shogig. Because I'm not bringing, it's not a carbon which I'm bringing on the Aveira, but since it wasn't b'mezid, I don't get an earnest, so therefore I bring it a Aveira b'Shogig. Other Aveira. The Shogig relates to the Me'ilah, it's as if, it's like a payment for the Me'ilah. Just like when I pay a Chaymish, I have to bring a carbon. And therefore, when I look at the shogeg as it relates to Me'ilah, I don't look at it as it relates to the Aveira. Rather, I look as it relates to the act of Me'ilah. And therefore, although shogeg is carbon, as it relates to the Aveira, is not enough to make me a shogeg l'gab de Aveira. I can't say, what does it mean shogeg is carbon? I'll say, look, if I knew there was a carbon, I wouldn't have done the Aveira. That doesn't make you a shogeg out of the Aveira, because you knew it was also when you did it. Mash'enkein, the carbon of Me'ilah, as we explained, which is not coming for the Aveira, rather for the act of Me'ilah, therefore, it's not a question of if I was a mazid or a shogeg in the Aveira. It's a question if I was a mazid or a shogeg in the Me'ilah. And for that, I could say that if I didn't know there's a carbon, I can be considered a shogeg in the Me'ilah. Just one more interesting raya. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he brings all the averis which a person gets malchus for them. And he lists a list of averis of all the various people bring malchus on. And one of the averis he brings is Hanena Mina Kodesh Bebeidit. So the Nerem Erechosh Remezid brings gets Malchus. And the Achreinim all ask, every Aver is, he didn't say Mezid by any of the other ones. He didn't say, Ochol, Tam B'mezid, Ochol, Nevela B'mezid. We know, that's the prerequisite for every Aver. Aver, you do B'mezid, you get Malchus. If you do B'shal, you don't get Malchus. Why did he specify, when he said all the other Averis, he didn't specify that it had to be Mamezid. But when he said, when he talked about Me'ila, there he said, Hamoyo B'mezid. And that seems to say that the Avera of Me'ila, we only transgress when it's Mamezid. All the Averis, I transgressed Avera even to B'shoigin. Just I'm not Chayav Malkus, because I did a B'shoigin. Mashenke Me'ila, it's a different Aveira. Me'ila B'mezid, then I transgressed the Aveira. Me'ila B'shoigig, I didn't transgress the Aveira at all, but my carbon doesn't come for doing an Aveira B'shoigig, rather, my carbon comes for having done Me'ila B'shoigig.